This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden on the campaign trail today will make some big announcements, the AP's Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden wants a sharp boost in tariffs on Chinese steel as he courts union voters in Pittsburgh. At the United Steelworkers headquarters today, the president will call for tripling levies on Chinese steel and aluminum. The White House insists the move is more about shielding American manufacturing from cheap imports than it is about firing up a union audience. Senior administration officials say China produces about half the world's steel and sells it on the world market for less than half what U.S.-produced steel costs. But higher tariffs can pose their own economic risks by potentially making steel and aluminum more expensive, and thus making things like cars and other key goods cost more for American consumers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A top envoy says the U.S. is determined to monitor North Korean nukes, the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Seoul, top envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield has told a press briefing the U.S. will work inside and outside the U.N. to keep North Korea from illegal activities.
The point here is that we cannot allow the work that the panel of experts were doing to lapse. We have to continue to keep eyes on and reporting on the illegal activities of the DPRK and efforts to break the sanctions that have been put in place.
The ambassador added she does not expect Russia and China to change their stance and cooperate with other members of the UN Security Council to hold Pyongyang accountable for their efforts to break sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And European Union leaders meet Wednesday to discuss more sanctions against Iran after its attack on Israel.